We are on Daf Yutes Amad Aleph. I would just like to mention one thing. I don't know if we had explained it properly. The Gemara said before, "My Rabbi Yosi be Rabbi Yehuda, the Sanye Yehoda veHefta, Tzarech Shei Shehus Bayoyim Kedei Pdiyeh." That in order that one should be able to make yield, there has to be still time by Yom Kedei Pdiyeh. We can Omar Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda im yesh shehus by Yom Kedei Lasi sima yisha v'pruta mikodeshes v'im lav eina mikodeshes al mekosov al mois harishoynes lav l'kedushin nitnu. So one, the yield is made now with the Mechilas HaShibud. So you have to have, Bishas the yield, there has to be a Shava Pruta of Avoida that he's Mekadesha with his Shava Pruta. Rav Nachman by Yitzhakoma, Afilo Taima, the Kedushin Nitnu. Could be Moisa Rishon is the Kedushin Nitnu, Shani Hochadama Rachmona Vehevda. So l'chayre, the poshet pshat in Rav Nachman by Yitzhak is that Afilu will say that Mois HaRishaynis is l'kedushin itnu, but it was given that it should be chal la'achalamet. It was given not to be chal la'achalamet. So the chalois is, so you need money b'shas the chalois in order that the kedushin should be chal. It shouldn't be kol sakinyonai. So if there's a pruta left of the mois that was given, so memela, so it's like kolso kinyonai, so memela the kedushin can be chal. So mois rishonis is like kedushin nitnu, but you still need, and it's chal later. It's chal bishasi makes the yield, but you need, there should be some money left if there was less than a shava pruta. So it's so you can make a kedushin lachalamed if the money that was given l'shem kedushin is not around anymore. The money was used completely for ma'isi yodel, for shivches. Omar Rove, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Adam Labita Ketana. No, this we said. The Omar Rove, Omar Rav Nachman. The second one, I want Hamakadosh b'milve sheyesh el mashken mekodeshes. First is Mekadesh with a milveh, sheyesh elo mashkeh mekadeshes mit Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Lav omar Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, mois harishoynes lav lekedushin nitnu, hay alvoyi b'guf ha-mashkeni, v'chi mishaye bo shove prute, u'miyayit ha-bekedushin ochen nami loishna. So Rava Omar Rav Nachman brought a raya from Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda that a mekadesh b'milve sheyesh la'mashken mekodeshes, because the yud of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda is similar to this. He's mekadesh b'milve. That means he's mekadesh when there's a shove prute of avoda left. And she's a mashkin, so, and the kedushin is chal. So we see that a mekadesh b'milve sheyesh el mashkin mekadesh. Let us see Taisvis what the dion is over here. B'milve sheyesh el mashkin mekadeshes mid Rabbi Yosi v'Rabbi Yehuda. So what is, how does this work? So Taisvah says, Ein Lefarish, before the Raya from Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, Ravam Avnachman said a halacha, a mekadesh b'milve sheyesh el mashkin mekadeshes, and the mekayer is Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. But before the Raya, let us try to figure out the svara of Ravam Avnachman. Ein leforish the mairi b'mashkin shaloi b'shas halvo. We are not speaking about a mashkin of shaloi b'shas halvo, which is given when this man hagviya comes about, And the loive gives this to the malva that when he'll want, he can make a gviya from this mashkin. The koni lami the Rabbi Yitzchok, and he's mekadosh with this mashkin. Came, if that is the lomdus, that the kedushin is with the mashkin, we speak about a mashkin shaloi b'shas avo, ha'yilohovi kan the Rabbi Yitzchok, k'moshe maybe lel, if the lomdus is that balchev kaina mashkin. So the makor of this halacha that it helps, you can be mekadosh with a mashkin is Rabbi Yitzchok. So the gemara should have brought Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Kitshe b'mashkin mekadoshes. V'la'el, and if we say from Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, we also have this raya that mekadosh b'mashkin mekadoshes. Ha'ilay lahavid Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. So al kochach, they are not speaking about a mashkin shaloi b'shas alvo. Elo afilu b'mashkin b'shas alvo airi. They're speaking about a mashkin b'shas alvo. Number one. Number two, v'afilu ein marzer lo mashkin. Now let's speak in the case of Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. He's mekadesh with a mashkin b'shas alvo, and he's not giving back the mashkin. Elo shem moichel lo es hamilve, he's moichel the milve. Va'af al pi shehamashkin biyodoy. The mashkin, so hamakadish bimilve sheyeshel or mashkin means as follows: a person goes over to an isha. She had borrowed money from him, and she gave him a mashkin. And he's meichel her the milve, and the mashkin is still by him. He's not giving her the mashkin. And she's mekudish. Do hamekadish b'milve sheyesh aleo mashkin koma, v'loi hamekadish b'mashkin. So let's be medayik the lashaynis. The lashaynis are that he is mekadish with the milve, not with the mashkin. No, it's a milve sheyesh oleo mashkin. So that is what Rava Omar Rav Nachman said, that before we go to the raya, that Rava Omar Rav Nachman said that if a woman owes money to a malve, and he wants to be mekadosh her with the chayv, and she had given him a mashkin, and the mashkin as yet he did not return to her, so she is mekodeshes with the mechilas hamilde. Ve'im taima, kiven the mekadish banos mechilas milde. So Taisa says, so let's get the facts straight. You can't be mekadish with a milde. Milde leitzonit, no, it's not called he's giving her money. That's what he's saying, you don't have to pay. It's not called gerarashi. In the beginning of Kedushin, that's not Dumi de Kicha, Kicha de Stayefrain, he's not, he has to give something, Be'en, not that you don't have to pay me the Chayv, that's not called Mois Kedushin. So Al Kolchach, the Kedushin is Nanos Mechilas Milve. That means I'm being Moichel you the Milve. Fine. Now you have Hana from this, that I was Moichel you the Milve. So this hano that was meichel the milve, kaddish you with this hano. So afilu b'loy mashkin amrinin the mekadeshes leil. So you don't need a mashkin for this. And thus mechilus milve is good. The lama ono tzrichin lilmoid me Rabbi Yosi. So what's this whole thing over here? A person was meichel a milve, and he said the hano that you are deriving from me, that I'm meichel the milve, should become a kodesh. So this mashkin is irrelevant over here. He's not being mekadosh with the mashkin. He's mekadosh with the nos mechilas milve. So how does this mashkin come in? The eshloima, so Taisus says as follows: the heicha de ika mashkin goruat fei. If there's a mashkin, that is poshut, that it helps. That's good. I know I was mahaniyu, I was meichel the milve. That's poshut, it helps. But when there is a mashkin, garu atvei. So this is worse. Why? The sal kedaitach de loy sam kedaitach, even she einoy magzil a mashkin. That means, let us dramatize the scenario that Rav Amram Nachman said this woman had borrowed $100 and she'd given her gold watch as a mashkin, and he comes over to her with a broad smile, you know, I'm a moichel the milve, and for that, I want to marry you, fine. Where's the watch? Oh, the watch is by me. Let's not speak about irrelevant subjects, but I'm being mekadesh you with the hano. And I was meichel you the chay, mekadesh you with the hano, and let's just call the Edom, and we'll make a teller, and everything. So there'd be a svara to say that there's no true smiches das over here, because there's something fishy over here. If he's really meichel ha the milve, where's the watch? Where's the mashkin? It's like he's avoiding. Don't worry about that. You're going to get back the watch, but al kaponim could be she is not. There's no smiches das. Is kamash malon, but it's good. That's good. Fine. So that is the chiddush. We don't say that. She was maskim, and yes, I'm not afraid she has heart palpitations, and she really doesn't mean that she's not really getting. She said yes, she was maskim, so the kedushin is a kedushin. So let's just go a little further. The sal kedaita leisom kedaita kiven sheni mavsalom maskim. Kamash Malon Milse the Rabbi Yosi the Mekudeshes. So Memele. So now let's go. So that's why Rav Amar Rav Nachman himself, he wouldn't say it on his own shoulders. That he sees a problem over here. But Rabbi Yosi the Rabbi Yehuda said that Moisa Rishon is Lav LeKedushin Itnas. We have the same scenario over there, and it's Mekudesh. So nothing but to worry about. Ve'im taima, heichi neilef mirabi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda meyid. How can you learn now from Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda meyid? Ve'aloi b'yid marzalo ha-mashkin. Ha'ine gufa, b'yid is giving her back the mashkin. The gufa mashkini, that's there the mashkin is the guf. Ve'ho'chein marzalo mashkin. That's the whole shayla. The shayla is over here. Her watch is in his house. She doesn't see the watch. He's Michael the Chayv, and don't worry about it. Everything's good. So fine. So there. So good. That's a shaila. I hear the shaila. She bring a raya from Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. So that means I wouldn't have said it about Rabbi Yosi and Yehuda. So Taisa says, but over there, it's different. It's he's in Mazda the Mashkin. She's the Mashkin. He's Mazda the Mashkin. The yield is not bechazoras hamashkin. So you have to understand what the Taisa's answer. It's pshitale. But you avoided the question. I mean, the whole sugya is maybe there's no gemiras taz because there's no chazoras hamashkin. And there, so what's the Taisus answer? The Shak Lachetaisus. So the Marit asks this Kashe. And the Marit says as follows. He says, first of all, he says, that's not Shat and Taisus Kashe. Taisus are altogether a different Kashe. He says, this Chiddush, that is no Smiches Taas, there's a Shak Lachetaisus. Maybe she's Michael Dachoyv. Maybe she's not saying machdas because he's holding the mashkin. He says you have the same problem by Omer Vri also. That problem you have the same. And forget that you see cloth from Rabbi Yosi Yehuda. He says what's the problem? He says, well, she was in his house the whole time. She's working. Omer Vri, a mashkin. You're the mashkin. Now all of a sudden he tells her, you know, I'm Michael the chayv and you know, you don't have to work for me anymore. You're my wife. Now I need a ticket to Efka back home. What am I doing here? That means if I see you talking me what you said, you should come along when you Meichel Dechayv, come along with a suitcase. I mean, I'm leaving now. I'm away from Evriya. And Arusa doesn't... Arusa is by the father, not by... If I'm Ois Omoy Evriya, so where's the ticket to go home? Where's my suitcase? Where's those? You just give me a broad smile. You don't have to work for me. But I'm still stuck here. So the mashkin is still by you. I don't see from you that that you're getting rid of the mashkin. I don't see any sign that you get your actions are complying with your words. You said you're Michael Dechayv. I don't have to work, and I'm still here. There's no directions how to get home. Then Hanami. So Fakelt, this is a beautiful demeanor. That's the same thing over here. That's the same thing. So what's the problem in Taisvis? What's Taisvis Kasha? What's Taisvis Teretz? So the Marit says Taisvis asked a different Kasha. Taisvis Kasha was, as follows. The whole chesaron of Gemiras Das is, he says, if he told to iskachli ban noas mechilas milve, I was mahana you, I was meichel the milve, that the marit the chol de lo hirzela, Goldmine didn't give her the mashkin, less lo hano, so you mekadosh me with ano. If Kozman, I don't see the mashkin in front of me. I don't have ano. I don't know how sincere you are with the whole thing. V'loim biyas v'daita. So that is the shakla v'tari. Fine. So here we have the same thing. She's the mashkin, and that we see is good. But Taisvis asked, maybe you're learning wrong pshat in Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe by Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, he's mekadosh her with the mashkin, not with the chayv. That means we just touched a delicate point over here. We're claiming a shaila. If the kedushin is with the hanos mechilas hamilve, is there a hano when the mashkin is by him? Is there's no hano? That's a shaila which one has, which is a debatable shaila. Fine, that's a shayla. Maybe Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is altogether different. He's not mekadosh with hanos mechilas milve. If you mekadosh with hano, that's not called hano yet. Kozman, she doesn't see that everything is falling into place. Maybe there he's been mekadosh with the mashkin. He's mekadosh, he's giving her the mashkin. He's returning the mashkin to her. That means that if the kedushin is with Hano, he says, for example, the Marit says, let us say, I'll go over Tanisha. Let's talk about a new story. I go over Tanisha and I tell her, no, I want to be Mekadishu with a diamond ring. Yeah, where's the diamond? It's my house. Listen, let's make a kinya chalipin. I'm after you the diamond ring. It's in my house. I'm after you the diamond ring. He said, there's no suffic whatsoever, she's Mekodeshes. I was mocked you a diamond ring. I don't see it. That's no problem. The whole problem, Taisus, I was kind of, I don't, there's no son of Gemiras Das. We made a Maisa Kinyu, you acquired a diamond ring, finished, they just laid them there, it's yours. You don't see it. That's no problem. There is no son of Gemiras Das. The whole son of Gemiras Das is, I'm not giving you anything. I'm giving you hano. I'm not giving you hano. So hano is not a tangible object. So hano, there's a svarit to say, so if she doesn't see the ring, she doesn't see the mashkin, maybe it's missing the hano. So the hano, which is supposed to make kedushin, maybe there's a chesaron in the hano because the mashkin, he didn't give her the mashkin. So the problem is in Ano. So Taisvis asked Akasha, Heichi neilch Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda meyiud, aber loy biyud magzer lo hamashkan. He's not mekadosh over tahano. Could be he's mekadosh. She acquires. He had a mashkin, and he is and he had a mashkin, and he's giving her the mashkin. She's acquiring the mashkin that he had. Hainu gufa, daha gufa mashkini. So Memele, so she is kind of, the Kedushin is not with the Anos Mechilas HaBildin. The Kedushin is with the Mashkin. V'hochei Marzal HaMashkin. So Memele, that's Taisvus Kash. That's how the Merit wants to say Pshat in Taisvus. V'yesh Loima. The Pshitalei, the Iker HaYiud Bechazores HaMashkin. Is the Gemara Nu, The Kedushin is not by giving her the Mashkin. So here the Marit says a vote. The Adarabe, who bought the Karev, the Loilerachik. That means he doesn't want to be Mekadisha by giving herself to herself. Because Adarabe, I want yourself to belong to me. So this is not what's being done now, I'm giving you away. Before, you belong to me, and I'm giving you to yourself. Forget, I don't want to give you to yourself. I want to acquire yourself with a kinyan of ishus. So on kochach, the maise kinyan is the mechilas hashibut. So memele, the mechilas hashibut, the anos mechilas hashibut. So memele, so she didn't get the mashkin, is the guy is no chesoron of smichas das. Yeah? So that is how the Maharit says Pshat and Taisviz, that the Gemara understood that the Kinyan is Ichanad, he's giving her to herself because he wants that she should belong to him through Eirasim. So the whole Kinyan is the Mechilas HaShibut. The Mechilas and the Hano of the Mechilas HaShibut. The Mashkin is still with the, she didn't get the mashkin, she's still in the Odin's house. Is a raya. That's how the Marit says Pshat and Taisvus. Now, I just have one ha'ore, which is lo'ira basi, and then we'll go a little further. I mean, Taisvus, Lemaise says Pshat, that, the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, the Kedushin is with Anos Mechilas HaMilveh. Anos Mechilas HaMilveh. Now, mathematically, I don't understand if there's a pruta left over, she's meichel ha'a pruta. Now, dachsach mil the hanoa of a mechilas pruta is not a pruta. The hanoa is measured how much money would you give in order to be potter from the chayim. The hanoa is always less than the chayim. If the hanoa is worth like the chayim, I don't have hanoa. So, I mean, the hanoa is, that means if I'm it's worth $500,000 to me, if you meichel me $1 million chayim, 100%, that's how much, that's the Hanoi. But, so, Loira Bossi, I don't know, Klo, how this works, if the Kedushin, according to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, is the Anos Mechilas Milveh, and the Anos Mechilas Milveh has to be work of a Shava Pruta, Lochaira the Anos, less than a Shava Pruta. V'nira li ledagdek, now, Taisvis is talking about a new Nikud over here, which we will explain soon. V'nirali ledagdeik the kesava Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda the eved ivri ein gufoi konui. Now we had before a whole sugya the eved ivri gufoi konui. Eved ivri gufoi konui, that he has a kinyan in him. Now what does that mean? Eved ivri gufoi konui. That means that its snapshot is that the eved ivri is a worker. I have to work for you. I myself, I have to work for you. Now, gufay koni means that I have a kinyan dekalapeches. That means you're mine for work. I have a kinyan in you. It's not a kinyan of an eviknani, but it's a, just like there's a concept of dekalapeches. What's dekalapeches? Dekalapeches means that if Reuven sells the dekalapeches to Shimon, so that means who does the dekal belong to? The dekal belongs to Reuven. But the dekel, the gabi, the peiris that's coming out of this dekel, that's yours. I'm not selling you the peiris. The gabi, the peiris, it's your dekel. So you have a bailus in this dekel, the gabi, the peiris. It's your dekel for the peiris. So that is pshat, that if you hold that with ivri gufay kolik, so pshat is that the odin has a dekel of peiris. Odin has a dekel of peiris. That would be gufay kolik. Now, if we will assume, now let's just, we just gave a marshal of Dekalopeiris, which would mean Gufay Koni. Now, let's go back to the case of Dekalopeiris for 1 minute. If Reuven sold Shimon Dekalopeiris, and then it's a bumpy year, and then it's going to be Meiridik, and then Shimon sees Reuven, what did I do? I sold the Dekalopeiris, Amish, I could become a so Shimon will tell Reuven, okay. I make you the payers. Does this mean anything or nothing? It means nothing because when you make the payers, it's your dekel of payers. You want to be makne back them the dekel of payers. You could do that, but stamos they say I make you the payers. It doesn't make any sense since I acquired already a kinyan in the dekel of payers. Mechila will not help. You have to be makne back. To the original owner, the Dekel of Peiris. Now, so Tosfos is saying, V'nirili l'dagdek, t'kesava Rav Yosi b'Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi b'Rav Yehuda holds David Ivri, ein gufay koni, that the Odoin does not have a kinyan aguf. The e gufay koni, if we will say it's gufay koni, so then, what is, how is he Mekadisha? He's not Mekadisha. We just explained that the whole Lomdis that we're learning from Reis of Yehuda, that he's Meichel Ha, don't have to work for me, even though the Mashkin is by me. Again, some Mashkin, I'm not Mechil Esmil. That's how it works. If he would have if Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda would hold a Dekel, that's a Dekel of Peiris, so then, and Shuldik. So the only way Yehud works is he's makna back to other Dekel of Peiris. So this is no Shaykhis to Milva Sheyesh Olay Mashkin. So nearly that the Ksav Rav Yishu David Ibe Ein Gufi Koni. Di Gufi Koni Ma'i Zayt Sal Milva Sheyesh Olay Mashkin. Ein Kan Milva Klal. There's no Pshatish. She doesn't know him anything. He possesses a Dekel of Peiris. She doesn't know him. He has a Kenyan Dekel of Peiris. Ela Mekacha Baknoz Gufa La'atzmo. So Al Kolchoch is Eiskishpalt that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds this. Me Yeshloim Yehuda Al Kolchoch loy baknos guve shiknu yeloy mekatsha. So it's Eiskishpalt. The him came because if not eich tigdish boloy shtar shichol boloy hefker. That means it's Eiskishpalt from Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda holds by Yehud. You don't have to make a new kinyan. You don't have to be makner with a shtar. You don't have to be makner. So Kolchor is eiskishpalt from Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi and Yehuda holds ein gufoy koni. Or Rabbi Nachman holds Rabbi Yosi and Yehuda holds this. That ein gufoy koni. So memeila. So then the whole thing is only a shibud. He's meichel the shibud and some ilvishel shalomashkin. So that is the raya from Rabbi Nachman to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, let us go a little further. Tana Rabbonon, daf Yotes Amud Beis. Tana Rabbonon. Keitzad mitzvas yiyud. Oima lo bifnei shnayim. This is, okay, he says bifnei shnayim, arei at miyuedesli, arei at mekudeshesli, arei at moresesli. Afilu b'soif sheish. Afilu, this was said b'soif sheish. Afilu somuch l'shkia sachamo. He said it right before the shkia, a minute before the shkia. He said it, and somuch l'shkia sachamo means that even though she doesn't owe him any more a pruta of work, it's right before the shkia. She's married. V'noig bo minigishes v'nei noig bo minigishes. She's married. Now this is. A kolchach according to the Chachamim, who hold Mois HaRishayim's L'Kedushin Itnu. So the first money that was given to the father, the one gave the father, there was always an option, I can always flip over, make this money Mois Kedushin, not Mois Omo. So a second before the Shkia, I say, Red Mekodeshesli, so Cheinoidadom, it's not this whole money was Mois Kedushin, Lacheres is Mekodesh Lamafreya, and then finished. That's the Chachomen. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Oima, it doesn't work like that. Im Yeshus, Bayoim, Kedei Lassi, Si Moshe, Vepute, Mekodeshes, Vim Lav, Eina Mekodeshes. Now, so, just let's remember, we have two Mahalchim in Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Either Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds Mois HaRishonis, Lav LeKedushin Itnu, and he's being Mekadosh Har with this Pruta, but he's Moichala, and that's the Milvah Sheshele HaMashkin, which you just learned about. Or we could say, Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak said he holds Mois HaRishonis LeKedushin Itnu, and they're still up, and he gave money, and he gave money, gave her $6,000 for 6 years, and now there's one Pruta left over, which he didn't work, and he says, no, that Pruta that I gave you then, I mean, Mekadishu Lach Alamed L'Chayri, should be Mekudish now, but that, the Pruta is still left over, there's still one Pruta that was not used up, so she's also Mekudish then, with the Mois HaRishonis, either with the Mechilas HaShibud or with the Mois HaRishonis, Kozman, there's a Pruta left. That's L'Chayre Pshat Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Moshul. Now the Gemara says a Moshul, it's interesting to Zach, Lo'ima le'isha iskacheli ma'achshav la'achesh lo'ishim yoyim. A Moshul, a person came to an Isha and said, become a Kudush to me now, la'achesh lo'ishim yoyim, if after 30 days I want you should be Mekudish to me, I'm asking to this, she should be Mekudish from now. U'bo achel v'kitcho v'soich shlo'ishim yoyim. And now someone else came and was Mekadosh HaBesoich Shloishim Yoyim. She Mekudeshes L'Rishon. So she's Mekudosh to the first one. So now, before we understand the connection, the Moshul and the Nimshul, but let's just say, so what did Moshul say here? The person gave a woman money. He said, you should be Mekudosh to me Ma'achshav. From now, if I mask him, L'Achesh Shloishim Yoyim, so, and then someone came after 10 days and married her. So in the 30 days he's maskim, so she's Mekudish to the first one because she was already married Lamafreya after it was Lachish Loshim Yom, so she's married to the first one. Fine. Now, so the Gemara says, Moshul Leman. Now, who is this? We just brought a machloikis between the Chachomim and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, if she gets married Lamafreya, or she gets married Bishasta Yud. Ilaim and Michel Moshe Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, when Yeshus b'yom k'lelasi Moshe b'prut mekadesh v'mulav loy. So of course you have to say she gets married by the end. So it's a kedushin lach alamed. So she should be married to the first one, to the second one who came and married her before. This marshal is not good according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Omar Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rove, marshal l'Rabbono. No, this marshal is according to the Rabbon. Like the Gemara Pshite, we don't know too much what's flying here, but just let's say the words. Ma'u d'taymo lo'yomo le'mei achshav, k'mashmalo. Now, let us see Rashi. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says as follows. Afilu b'soif sheish b'yoim hashlomosom. The last day of the sixth year. Moshal lo'ima le'isha. Kloima. Now, we have to know, whenever Rashi says kloima, Rashi is clearing his throat. Don't take this literally the way you normal type. It more means something else. Kloima, mikan at kiloima, mikan at lomeid loima leisha. That means this is not, Moshul here does not mean I'm explaining a different din, which is usually the type of a Moshul. A Moshul explains the nimshul when it's hard to comprehend. Now, Moshul here, I'm learning out a new din. Moshul means kloima, don't take a literally Moshul. Kloima, mikan ata lomeid, from this you can learn out, La'ayma le'isha, from this you can learn out if a person tells an isha, miskadish ma'achshav lacha lamed yoyim, bo'acha v'kitcha, she's mekudish to the first one. Ma'achshav ulo'acha shloishim yoyim. Now this is the thing we're learning out. Mekudashis l'risha. Da'ochi kamalo, me'ata nischalu, the kedushin should be from now, ibe'in bo'acha shloishim yoyim, if I'm I agree after 30 days, so it should be chal from now. So from here we learn out this din. And I would say, Ma'achshav alach ha'shloishim yoyim, she's mekudish to the rishon, not to the sheni. So the Gemara asked, Moshel leman, midivrei mi onu lemeidim, from who are we learning out this din? We can't say you're learning from Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Oim Yeshus, Bayoy. He says, im yeshus bayoim, that there has to be left over shavapruta. Al mahashtahu the mischali, the maschali kedushin. Because the kedushin starts now. Begoroin sheyesh lo yaleh, from the pruta that she owes him. The kedushin is with his pruta. So memeile, so that's not me'achshav. No, le'rabona. Midivrei chachomim onu lemeidim. No, we're learning out from the chachomim. The omri, Afilu ain't shoes. The Rabbanan said, Afilu, this was said when there was no shoes whatsoever. Because Savri, the Rabbanan hold, Lekach nitnu mois harishainis, the first money was given, the Be'in Eli Yehudi, if at any time I will want to be Miyayitar, Yehiyud, Me'achshav. So the Yehud will be chal from now. The ilav mehi shaita maschli, because if we will say that the yield does not start from achshav, but my mekadesh achshav. So what does he be mekadesh with now? It's a second before the shkia. What is he giving her now? So al kochach, it's going according to the chachamim who hold that the yield is chal lemafreya. So memelas, I'm learning out from Yehud, Alibi Darabon, I would say, Ma'achshav, Alach HaShloishim, someone else comes, that'll be good. Frech the Gemara, Pshita, so what's this big deal over here? These are all basic concepts over here. What did you see? Pshita, the Matzino, Lemelev, from this, from Yehud, I could derive this and this Aloch. Please, this is Poshet. Mahu, the Taimer, Halei omalei lo'ov hay odom me'achshav. I said, oh, listen, we're learning for Yehud. This is the basis. Now, Yehud zicha works me'achshav. That's for sure. I mean, that's the way it works, because you give him a kaddish at the last second of the sheishonim. So Yehud works me'achshav. Fine. And now there's a pertinent question. When this money was given over, was this mentioned, Bishas, when the money was given over, was the word Me'achshav ever mentioned, that I'm giving over the money, and you know, if I want to make Yid, the Yid should be from now? I mean, was this ever spoken about? Me'achshav. He never told the of me'achshav. The tale of mine, the afilu loy pirish me'achshav, so maybe I'm going to learn out from you a moyer de kechidish. From you, that's klod aloch is, it's chal me'achshav, number one. Number two, yield is not speaking about that this was mentioned. Money was given. There's an option for yield. There'll be yield if I want yield. That was perhaps mentioned. There was no time element ever mentioned over here when the yield will be chal. And we see it works me'achshav. V'teilef minei. So I'm going to learn from over here. Da filu loy pirish ma'achshav, ela rei at mekudeshes li la'achesh loishim, pei mekudeshes l'rishim. So dafsach mir, shat is, that the ma'achshav is assumed, giving now the money lachesh loishim. So you have to read between the lines. That's what it means. It means giving you now the money lachesh loishim. So a person perhaps could make such an assumption that is not necessary to speak out ma'achshav. It's a proof because by yud wasn't said. So now I'll learn out from you that if I'll give money, and I'll do the same thing, and I'll say, Lacha Shloishim, I'll say the same thing, it'll also work. Gemash Melon Haitane, the Oma Lemaidin Hamoshel, Midivre Rabon, and Miachshav Ein, Eloi Loi. So, Lacheira, what's the Lemaidin? That there, even though it wasn't mentioned, it's understood. It's an understood fact that that's how. I mean, that's according to the Mandiyom, those Moisa Rishainis Lekdushin Nidnu. There it's understood that he means Ma'achshav, even though it was not said Ma'achshav. But don't derive from a Stamazai Kedushin if we say La'achalamid that it means Ma'achshav. That is L'chay Rebshat according to Rashi. Now let us see Taisus. Moshe Leman, Perish Pekuntres, Midivrei Mi Oni Lemeidim Ho. Im Yeshus, according to Rabbi Yehisa, Bidim Yeshus Bayayim, Alma Hashtu the Maschali Kedushin. Koit Rabbi Yehisa, Bidim Yehudi, you can't say this halacha that she's married to the first one, because the Kedushin from the first one is first Chal now. Begiroin she yes le leo le rabona. No, so Safa my Yeshua is rabona. He did a chacham on the lemaide. The omri afilo ein shus bayoim. The kasove le kach nit no mois a reshainis. That the baine le yuda ye yud me yachsho. The love, that's a rabona. The love may shaita mischali ba my mekacha ashtar. So what's this big deal that you can learn out that ma'achshav helps? Versteht sich, you can learn this out. Mishani ma'adetayma ha'layomav lei la'ov me'achshav. Yehud is speaking about, even though he didn't say beferish me'achshav. V'teylef minei, da'afilu lo'y pirish ma'achshav, afilu he did not say me'achshav. Areyat mekadesh li lachesh loishim yoyim tikadeshes l'rishen me'achshav. Afilu without saying me'achshav. Kamash molon haitane the oma onu lemeidim amoshul midivrei rabbonon. So that's why I said that we can learn out from the rabbonon dafke this aloche. So I'm telling you that the oma me'achshav ain't v'loy loy. So that's pshat. That's Pshat according to Rashi. The Koshe, so Tosfos asks on Rashi, the Bekulei Gemore Hamoshul Bo Lelameid Al Hadovo. That's what Rashi would say, a Kloima over here. But usually a Moshul is not something I'm deriving. A Moshul is not a new Aloch I'm deriving. A Moshul is explaining the old Aloch I know. I'm giving depth to understand the old Aloch. The Bekulei Gemara Hamoshu Bo Lelameid Al Hadovo. K'moi Moshu Lema Hadovo Doima. I'm explaining the Dovo. So L'chayre, if I'm giving a Moshu to Yud, I have to explain Yud. Not the way Rashi says, I want, from Yud, I want to learn how to new din. That's not the Taich Moshu. V'oi, Eich Noima, Dimi Yud Nilmoid. I'm learning out from Yud. Beisha shetem kodeshes larishin, v'lei ayri rabbonon klal k'shebo acha bekiddush b'seichim ein mechira. That means, if by yiud it be an often that the chachamim said, you know, if someone comes and marries, so she's married to the first one. So I'm learning out this halacha in a different case that is the same halacha by yiud. But by yiud gufa there's no beferish halacha that she's married to the first one. So it's very modern. I want to learn out this halacha from Yid, was this halacha by Yid was never specifically said by Yid. Period. Lekach pirish ri. So the ri is a nupshat in the Gemara. Number one, shahamoshul bo lelamed. the mussel is coming to teach us, not to derive something. The loima, the chihechi de poshit lon hasan, ba'oima leisha. That means a mussel is coming lelame. What is the taich of a mussel? The taich of a mussel is the when do you use a mussel? Use a mussel if the concept of the nimshel is difficult to comprehend. So I give a mussel. A mussel is a simpler oifen of understanding the concept. And then from the mussel, the nimshel is also like that. That is the inyan of a mussel. A mussel is telling us the concept in a simpler form that we can understand. The nimshel is also similar to the mussel. Now, Saperishri, Shamoshul Bolamid Veloima. The Chiyehi di Poshit Lonos. This you understand perfectly. Boy Melisha Red Mekudeshis Lima Arshabalachish Loishim Yoy. What would be over there in this case? This is a very simple case. Ubo Vikichacha Besech Loishim Yoy. What's the din? Mekudeshis Lerishain. That's Poshit. I mean, then that's black and white. If he wants lachis shloishim yoyim, and bo'ache v'kitcha tech shloishim yoyim, then he was maskim lachis. So she's zicha married to the first one. That's simple. That's not that's basic cheshbon. Now that's poshim. Is but now I'm telling you who adin gabi yid. The same thing will be by yid. Shim bo'ache v'kitcha acha mechirim kaidem ayid. Now, if someone is going to come and marry him to the Mephilim, they ain't the Kodeshes. The Mois Rishayim is the Kedushinitas. I'm telling you, they'll also be the same. Din? I'm telling you, Mois Rishayim, I'm telling you, this din will apply by Yud, because Mois Rishayim is the Kedushinitas, will be the same din. Fine. V'achi kama, Moshe Leman, Snadabas says, who are you saying a Moshe to? Al mi melameit hamoshel. According to who are you giving this moshel to understand you? Alibel the Rabbi Yis, alibel ilaybel the Rabbi Yis, the Rabbi Yehuda, amim yeshus bayayim. He says you need shoes bayayim. V'im kelei domi loima. So it's not like you're a moshel. According to your moshel mekadosh giving money now, you say me'achshav. According to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yudi, he give money later, and she's Mekadosh later. So, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yudi, the Kedushin is starting later. And you get told me, Ambo. V'achikama, Moshe Laman, Ami Melamed HaMoshe. Ilayim, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yudi, V'omam Yeshus Payoim, Koin Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yudi, so the nimshel is not similar to your moshel. Im kain leidami la'oimer. It's not similar to your case. Shrebin eshita lo shum dovo b'soif. According to Rabbi Yossi B'Yudi, you have to give later money. So it's not like your moshel giving now money if he's masking later. Ela moshel lehabona. So the moshel is to explain to us what yid is according to the rabbona. Hamoshul bo lelamid lanu al divrei rabbona. Shim bo acher bekitcha acher mechire koidem ayud ein mekodeshes. Fine. So according to Taisa so far, what are we saying? I told you what it is. A person in the kaddish nishimachshav alach alamid, and a second person came as mekadosh toich lamid. Question number one. Who is she Mekudish to? Oh, that's an easy question. She's Mekudish to the first one. Fine. Remember. So now I'm going to tell you, so just like here, she's Mekudish to the first one, according to the Chachomim, she'll also be Mekudish to the other one if this happens. Oh, Parech Pshit. In fact, it's the same thing. I mean, what did you discover over here? Parech Pshit. The kiven sha'ama le'isha kachu adin. By an ish it's like that. That's simple. Hachinami gabi yit kachu la rabon. So it's the same. What are you telling me? Umishani mal de teima holoyoma meyarsho. No, I'm telling you, maybe the kechidushi. Holoyoma meyarsho. He didn't say meyarsho. Now, let's go back to the yid. when they gave the money. Let's go back to the case of Yud. The Odin gave the money, and he's giving the money to the father, and everyone is shaking hands and smiling. You know, this money is for shifches, and we know there's a potential of ishus also. Yeah, fine, good, finished. Did anyone say when the ishus will be chal? No one said a word. Nothing was recorded. No one said a word. Ma'ashav. Yeah. Ma'atetem olayom ma'ashav. So me'mele. Va'afila rabbonen nami teim kadeshes la'achar shekit shekoyd ma'yud. So I would think, according to the Chachamim, that hold Mois HaRishaynes L'Gdushin Itnu, that she's married to the second one. Why? Leidami lo'ayma le'isha, da'asam oma lo me'achshav, and here he didn't say me'achshav, there's no recorded me'achshav of it. Kamash melon, the given the kol mechira amenas le'yayit, k'manda oma lo me'achshav don. No, that's the mutual understanding, even though it was not said the pemolim. Now, there's a tremendous problem over here. The problem is, what's the havamina? The havamina was that it's not ma'achshav. So when is it chal? A second before the shkia. This money is given with an option for issues, but not ma'achshav. It's chal a second before the shkia. So how could be chal a second before the shkia? The second before the shkia, she worked already. She's up to... There's no money left over. There's no money left over. So how could I have a havamina that the Rabbonon, who are choylik and Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold that you don't need a shava pruta of work left over to make you. They hold it can be done a second before the shkia. How could they hold that she's mekudesh with the mois harishaynes? What kind of havamina is there? I mean, the Gemara is telling you, yeah, that's pshat. I'm telling you, pshat is it's me'achshav. It has to be me'achshav. You can't learn differently. So this, I saw the Mishnah Salevi, yes, how could this work? So I mentioned yesterday from the Arza de Beirav, and Nachsmer, he doesn't say it, he says this on something else, but Nachsmer, according to Taisvis, this is the same pshat. The Azad the Beirav brings down a Yerushalmi. Let's go, now we know the real Pshat in the Chachamim. The real Pshat in the Chachamim is that even though they didn't say Marsha, it means Marsha, fine, okay. So now we know the real Pshat in the Chachamim is he's giving money, and Mois Rishonish, the Lushin, that means this money, if I decided to make yield, so this money was Mitchila for yield, I don't decide to make yield, who's that? Fine, okay. So the Yerushalmi asks Akasha if he decided to make yud. I mean, she was working for 6 years, like a Omo, was working, washing floors, washing dishes, everything. Then he comes the last second of the day, and he goes and he says, you know, I want to make yud. The money I gave your father 6 years ago, but that money I want to make yud. Moshe Shani said, Lushin, fine, okay. You're married, 6 years are married, fine. So now all of a sudden, we have a lawyer that comes to him. So this was your wife for 6 years. Now, an arusa doesn't have to work for a husband. She was working 6 years. The normal rates, the union rates, is $6,000 a year, $6,000. So, Memela, you just made Kedushin. Now you owe the father $6,000. I mean, if she was married to you, Meikara, so it comes out, so an orus, the maishia there belongs to the father, she's a ketana, not to you. So please cough up $6,000 and give to the father. As if at the Yerushalmi Akash. And for the Yerushalmi, there's a understanding that if he'll make yield, the work was done for free. It's for matana. That's nichlal in the parsha of Oma Yivriya, that the work was done without getting payment for it, so Mamela, that's the normal understanding of Oma. normally vriyim. So Mamelu, the house of the Bei Rav says, that's the VMS pshat. So the house of the Bei Rav says, so Mamelu, so we could, if, according to the Chachamim, it always works that the Maise Yodel is a matone, that's a, when he makes yud, when it's Chalom Afreya, so Afilo, we would say it's Chal a second before the Shkia, so we can also say the same thing, that the Mois HaRishaynis was given L'Shem Yiyud. There's no money left. Nah, if I make Yiyud, so then the money was never given L'Shem Shifchis, was given L'Shem Yiyud, to be Chal Taka a second before the Shkia, and what's with the Maisi? That's a Matane. So that would be the Havamine. That means without this Moshul, I could understand the Chachamim hold, that it's not Muchach that the Chachamim hold that the Yid is Chal Mafreya. Could very well be the Yid is Chal a second before the Shkia. That could very well be. And therefore, if that is Pshat the Chachamim, so if someone will marry her in between, she'll be married to the second one. It could be. So the Baraisa says, no, that is not Pshat the Chachamim. I'm telling you, I'm explaining to you, that means learning the Chachamim, you don't know exactly how to explain the Shitas Chachamim. I'm telling you, Moshe, the Chachamim, hold its Chal Me'achsho. That's Pshat in the Chachamim. And even though Ma'aksha was not said, it's understood that that's how it's supposed to be. So by Meile, so with my Moshe, that means Yield is a Moshe to Ma'aksha v'lachalamet. Even though it wasn't said, and it's vague, but that's Pshat, that's the understanding. Chomichem nasliyat kimandom olam Ma'aksha v'dami. So that's how Tosfos learned Pshat in the Gemara.